From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia's use of an Iranian base to launch airstrikes in Syria jolts U.S. and its allies. Russia's defense ministry says the strikes hit five warehouses containing weapons, ammunition, and fuel, as well as training camps for the Islamic State and al-Nusra terrorist groups. The attacks took place in the provinces of Aleppo, Deir ez-Zor, and Idlib. It marks the first time Russian bombers used Iran as a launching point for attacks in Syria. According to an Associated Press report released Monday, South Sudanese troops gang-raped, beat, and robbed aid workers, specifically targeting Americans at a hotel compound in Juba on July 11th. Witnesses interviewed by the news agency said soldiers carried out mock executions and forced the foreigners to watch as they killed a local journalist. Zambia's incumbent president may have narrowly won last week's national election, but the opposition has made allegations of rigging. Anita Powell reports.
The nation's opposition alleges last week's poll was rigged, and police say they have arrested more than 150 rowdy opposition supporters who vandalized property belonging to ruling party supporters. The opposition alleges the poll was rigged and the Electoral Commission colluded with the ruling Patriotic Front to give President Edgar Lungu the win over challenger Hakainde Hichilema. The commission announced Monday that Lungu had won a margin of just 13,000 votes over the number he needed to avoid a runoff. Anita Powell, Johannesburg.
Briefly, at the Olympics, U.S. gymnast Simone Biles won her fourth gold medal of the 2016 Olympic Games in the floor exercise competition on Tuesday. This is VOA News. Pakistan's military says airstrikes near the border with Afghanistan have killed at least 14 militants and wounded 11. An army spokesman says the air and ground operation targeted a remote valley in the Khyber tribal district and destroyed nine hideouts. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden offered his condolences to the families of those killed in the Balkan Wars, including those killed in the NATO airstrikes on Serbia in 1999. Biden's overture came on the first day of his trip to Serbia and Kosovo, aimed at encouraging the two states to mend ties. 3 months before the U.S. presidential election, analysts are saying there is more than an 80% likelihood that Democrat Hillary Clinton will defeat Republican Donald Trump. Polls show that Americans hold negative views of both candidates, but more against him than her. There are 12 weeks of campaigning remaining before the November 8th election and three scheduled debates between Clinton and Trump that could all change the fortunes of either candidate. For the moment, Clinton holds a steady 7 percentage point lead in national polling and growing margins in key states. The FBI has sent Congress documents related to its investigation of Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server during her tenure as Secretary of State. The House Oversight Committee said Tuesday it had received the documents marked secret, which included notes on FBI interviews with Clinton and other witnesses during the investigation. The governor of the U.S. state of Louisiana said Tuesday that 20,000 people have been rescued from floods in the capital, Baton Rouge. Most of the rescues were made by the National Guard and state authorities. Prices in the U.S. economy rose a modest 0.8% over the past 12 months. Tuesday's report from the Labor Department shows the rate of inflation was a bit slower in July than the previous month, as gasoline prices declined. The Obama administration has raised fuel economy standards for trucks in the United States in a bid to cut greenhouse gas emissions and reduce dependence on fossil fuels between now and 2027. The rules announced Tuesday cover heavy and medium-duty vehicles, including school buses, delivery vans, garbage trucks, and large long-haul tractor trailers. Heavy vehicles represent just 5% of the road traffic, but consume 20% of the motor fuel burned in the nation. Taking a brief look at market activities on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down on the day. European markets were down. Also in Asia on Tuesday, markets were lower. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.